Hopefully, I get an opportunity to go lots of ham.
That hit a giant! That hit a giant!
No.
I don't know what the hell they're doing here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Touchdown, Michael Irvin!
Prepare yourselves.
Move over, sweetness! Make a place for Emmett!
For Sham Goes Ham.
To the 10, 5, walk the dog! Touchdown, Barry!
Woo! All right. So we started off Cowboys first drive, three plays in, and they're moving the ball down the field. Here's the fourth play of their first drive, though. Oh, no.
Prescott on the play fake, throws down the middle. The ball's tipped and intercepted at the 15-yard line by Jair Alexander out of the hands of Cooper. That was a completion. That was right on the money for Cooper, and it went in and out of his hands.
So disappointing and such... You know, that was the equivalent yesterday. Obviously, each game's different, but that was the equivalent to missing the Randall Cobb touchdown the week before where you go, man, what a different set of circumstances. And the way everything unfolds after that, that's not only an interception. He should have made the catch, but a little bit more in front of him, it's an easy touchdown. Did you guys see the safety was running completely towards the sideline?
Yeah, it was not a good pass, but it was catchable.
Yep.
I mean, God, he got all 10 fingerprints on that football. You take that thing to the CSI lab, all 10 prints are on it. He knows he should have caught it. But also, any good quarterback would know that ball was behind him. If he leads him a little bit, it's a touchdown. But it's just that's kind of the way things are going for the Cowboys right now. Any tiny mistake is magnified and blows up in their face. I don't sit there and blame that all on Dak. And if anything, the majority of that is on Cooper for not catching it.
Remember on Friday, Broadus talked about the scissors route combination? Do you guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Friday at 1 o'clock with Broadus?
Yeah, that was shocking.
The scissors. So Cooper breaking in, Cobb breaking out. When Cobb broke... The Packers safety Darnell Savage went with it, and that's why that whole concept is designed on if they have that look, the safety will pick which one he takes and he throw it to the other one.
Why is the safety?
All the decisions were made.
Yeah, and can I ask you this? Why is the safety going? Oh, I better go take care of this out route that'll give up a first down as opposed to leave the field wide open for the touchdown over here.
He's a rookie.
It's a bad decision. The Cowboys did not take advantage of it, and that is a huge shift in that game.
But the concept was good.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. The fears about the conservative offense were not there yesterday. I didn't think once about it because things were moving fine. Now, next drive, though, 7-0. And then, man, Jair Alexander, we talk about him being one of the better cornerbacks in the game. We'll watch him get routed up by Amari Cooper.
Fakes right. Deep down the right side. He's got Cooper all alone. 40. Amari Cooper stumbled in the run and then regathered himself and crossed the Green Bay 35 before Jair Alexander got him after a gain of 46 yards.
Now, there were people going, man, if Cooper would have not stumbled, then that's a touchdown. And A, that's true. But B, Amari Cooper's the last guy. I mean, I think that the mistake in the first interception, the homie had 225 yards. And after the game, was like, all I can think about is that interception. Like the first play. So I'm not mad at Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper balled out yesterday against a really good player.
People are mad that he stumbled?
Yeah, there are people telling me, like, that's a touchdown if he doesn't fall down. And it would have been.
Yeah. It's also still a huge gain.
Right.
46 yards, and the route was so good.
It was great.
Oh, yeah. Why were they insisting on covering him one-on-one?
That's what the Packers do, though. They're okay. I was saying, most defenses are like, hey, we'll go with the big play. The Packers are okay with it. They take a lot of chances like that. That's just how they've been for the last few years. So it's 7-0. The Packers end up getting the ball back, and then they would score here. But I thought this was funny from Brad.
Graham, the tight end, comes to the left. Rodgers in the gun, inside handoff, up the middle. It is Jones pushing, touchdown, Green Bay. And just so you know, the Cowboys' game plan was to spot the Packers a 2-touchdown lead in the first quarter and then get the game going.
Well, they've executed it perfectly.
It sounded like such a SNL bit, just to announcers. Well, they've executed it perfectly.
Doing bits out there.
I really thought that was good.
I still am sort of in shock. You know, we were talking about Aaron Rodgers' numbers yesterday, going, well, these aren't the numbers that he normally beat you with. He didn't have to have touchdown numbers. That dude had four of them.
Aaron Jones was beasting yesterday, man.
Dude, did I have this right? The previous 2 weeks, he had 40 yards on 23 carries.
That's probably
combined.
About right. Yeah,
combined.
Yeah,
and he did that to the Cowboys yesterday. Ran all over them.
Then the Cowboys get it back, 14-0. They're driving. They're in Packers territory. They can make it 14-7 if they score, but this happened.
Play action, Prescott all day. Over the middle, and that ball's intercepted. It is picked off at the 23-yard line on a badly thrown ball. And the Packers have their second interception of the day. They're going to call the entire team over to take a selfie in the end zone. Shandon Sullivan.
Is this the one where the dude jumped up and grabbed it and Dak thought they were in a man and they were in a zone?
They were in zone, yeah.
Yeah, that one is, I mean, I think the one in the end zone that actually got reversed is probably the worst, and then this is the second worst because this is just not reading the right coverage, and that happens.
And you know what's really disappointing about it? They sent a guy in motion and no one went with him. You're supposed to know immediately. That's like high school quarterback stuff. You're supposed to know immediately that it's not man. Nobody went with him.
Yeah. You know, another thing, too, on that play is that Cam Fleming held up on Za'Darius Smith. As Brad said, the cut Dak had time. I was watching that play. I was watching Cam Fleming specifically, and he held up nicely, and Dak had a pocket to throw, and he just didn't see him. And Shandon Sullivan's a guy I'd never heard of. So,
there was, you know, a Packer you'd never heard of?
I think the Packers went to Walmart and bought a couple guys before for the game. Shandon Sullivan, I'd never heard of.
That's a great old dad joke. Play. That's a great old dad joke from the 90s. You can't just go down to Walmart and get a quarterback.
So now it's 17-0 after the Packers kick a field goal, and here's the commentary from Brad Sham.
My guess is they're going to figure out a way somehow, screen, whatever it is. Just
let's
the
run
ball.
Let's run a toss left, throw back right.
No, and
see
if
anybody.
Tavon Austin.
What
is,
the hell? It's 17-0. What do you got to lose?
Oh no!
Oh man!
Little did they know that it would get a lot worse than that. So it's 17-0, 4th and 5 before the half. What were you guys thinking? 4th and 5, 40 seconds left. When they had the decision to bring on Maher for the 54-yard field goal, what was y'all's thoughts?
I hadn't yet really activated the part of my brain where I was really worried about kicking. The second that field goal flailed, I was like, oh, crap, Rodgers is about to go get three more. That was actually a pretty great stand by the defense, not give them three more points.
Yeah.
I wasn't second-guessing that. I mean, Yeah. Rather than go for 4th and 5, I thought that was well within his range.
Get the three, you get the ball back, score, and then suddenly you're down one touchdown midway through the third quarter.
So it's easy to think about a certain way now that you know the outcome, but I'm going to be honest. What I was thinking in my head was, no, go for it.
Go for it on 4th and 5?
And here's why I was thinking this. It was 17-0. Garrett was thinking 3, and we get the ball first out of the half, 10.
Right. Yeah.
Here's what I was thinking. There's 50 seconds left. If you kick it, you are choosing to give the ball back to Aaron Rodgers.
If you miss.
That's what I was thinking in my head.
Oh, I was more concerned about giving the ball to Rodgers at midfield.
I was more concerned about giving him the ball at all.
At all. I get
that.
So
I was saying 4th and 5, then it's in my control. Either I get it or I don't.
But if you, KT, if you don't pick up 4th and 5, you're giving him the ball
back
too.
No, I know.
It's all the same odds.
I know, but I could. Well, it's not really because.
You wanted to punt?
If I'm choosing to kick, no, I wanted to go for it. I wanted to go for it on 4th and 5.
Then it's the same odds as the field
goal. Same thing, yeah.
It's really not,
you
though.
Either make the field goal and give
not.
It to him there, or you don't pick up 4th and 5 and give it to him there.
100% odds that you're giving the ball back to the Packers. 100% with 50 seconds left.
I see what you're saying.
It's 50% odds that you're giving the ball back to Packers if you go for it on 4th and 5.
No, I do see what you're saying.
But Garrett's thought.
I don't agree with it, but I see
Garrett's
what you're
thought was 17-3, and then, you know,
me
get
too.
The ball back out of the half.
Yes.
But I was thinking, man, they should go. I did not want him getting the ball back for the half. That's what I was thinking. And then here's what happened with the 54-yard field goal.
Good snap and hold, 54, plenty of leg, 54 is no good, wide to the right. And his two misses this year are that one and a 55-yarder that hit the upright.
He's, again, on these kicks, plenty of leg. He's just not accurate, man. He's getting it there with no problem. You're indoors. You probably watched him boot a bunch of those, you know, pregame, looking, feeling fine about it. But I am now officially in panic mode
Dude,
on their field goal situation.
We sat there and watched Maher kick at camp, and it was, even the ones he made were so sketchy.
It was very sketchy.
Like, he was hitting curveballs, he was popping them through the uprights, and you'd see the beat writers, well, he's 4 for 5 today. And you're like, well, 2 of those 4 were real shaky. It's been a problem. They've known about it. They've known it's been a problem for a while, and they haven't addressed it. And then yesterday bit him in the butt.
The one for me was the open practice at the Star,
yeah,
at that Ford Center. and we were kind of watching, and he was the only guy on the field. And it's like, man, none of these are going right down the middle. Some of these should be going right down the middle, right?
He fell down on three of them.
So now let's hear how the flag controversy kind of played out on the air live. This is about a minute, but this is Brad Babe and Christy kind of walking through what was going on, and man, did Brad have a hot opinion.
Throw the second flag there, Coach Redball, and there's a penalty flag.
Well, I'm wondering what that flag was for. Christy?
Yeah, I believe side judge Scott here in the third quarter had come down the side to move him back. That's when the Packers were in the zone. He was in the far corner of the end zone and literally come into
challenge flag. And I mean slammed it into the ground.
He didn't like the way he threw the red flag?
No.
Bogus. So. Fake news. This is absolutely like a baseball argument. And then the guy comes and you're out. And that flag was thrown in retaliation for something Garrett said that
I don't think he liked the way
judge
he literally
did not like.
Threw spiked the flag.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a toss out,
well,
like it spiked
you
it.
You know, tough, Snowflake.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you didn't like what he said, come on.
I don't know that I've ever seen that before.
No, I don't either, and that's bad officiating in my opinion. If you throw a flag for 15 yards because you don't like what the coach said to you, no, that is over-officious jerk officiating, in my opinion.
Wow.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. You know, and you saw that earlier he had said to Garrett, he came over there, so if you don't like it, challenge the play. Remember that?
Yeah.
He had that same referee. And so he was getting into it with Garrett throughout the day. Garrett hated the fact that, you know, they needed to review that catch. But I couldn't believe it. Like, I watched it in real time, and Amari Cooper was kind of calmly going, hey, challenge it, I caught it. And I'm thinking, no, you didn't, dude. You didn't catch that. And then watching the replay, I'll be damned he did.
Phenomenal.
But I don't know how anybody with the naked eye could have seen that. And so I don't think it was crazy that they called it that way. But Garrett was obviously upset because he didn't want to have to use it on that, right?
He was upset because he had already blown a challenge.
Yeah.
That was his last challenge. That's on him. Dude, I told you guys this earlier. I'm in a bar full of drunk people that are all like, no! Who's telling you to challenge this? Yeah. Do not challenge this.
The ref, dude, on they showed on the TV broadcast. If you saw it, you could lip read. Then the ref said he didn't play the ball, but throw the flag if you want. He basically, because you could read it, he said, throw the flag if you want, but he didn't play the ball. You could see it.
That's part of that, throwing that flag.
They told him not to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm saying Garrett's mad that he put himself in that bad position. It's just standard game management Garrett
crap, you know,
that we've
like
done for 10 years.
If you go to a casino and you're playing blackjack and, you know, you can maybe, I don't know if I get hit. And they go, well, they might sometimes help you out. They might say, you should hit here or not. Or here's what the odds say or something like
right.
that. But the ref was telling him, he was basically doing that like a blackjack dealer would help you out at a casino, basically saying, don't challenge it. He basically told him not to do it.
You can do
he
the
said
dumb
he didn't
thing.
Play the ball, coach.
You can do the dumb thing if you want, coach. Go ahead. We're not going to stop you from doing the dumb thing. Oh, wow. Guess what? It became a problem later in the game. Go figure.
Then you could have challenged the Kevin King,
yes.
Michael Gallup play.
Yes.
Let's hustle and play the final missed field goal by Maher.
On the right hash, kicks away. He missed it to the right. And the roar you hear is from the Legion of Packer fans who realize that might have done it.
Boy, this ball was right and stayed right, and the right hash has been his bugaboo.
And the one he missed earlier, the long one, was right and stayed right.
By the way, are we really the team that's going to get a false start after a timeout? Stop the clock.
Xavier Sufi.
I mean, what?
Tough.
Come on. God, there's so many reasons we lost that game. So many reasons.
Yeah, but you need your kicker to make the 33-yard kick.
Agreed.
There's, you know, you got to have that kick.